The next case presented from our working group was an 80-year-old woman who developed metastases to the liver 1 year after being treated for localized pancreatic cancer. The patient received gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel and had excellent disease control. Subsequently, she was treated with radiofrequency ablation, followed by a chemotherapy break with stable disease thereafter. The question from the working group related to the role of local therapies, such as surgery and radiofrequency ablation, in a patient with oligometastatic or limited metastatic disease after induction chemotherapy.
Normally, I would say that, you know, there's no role for local therapy in this disease once it is metastatic, regardless of whether it's oligometastatic or not. One might say, for instance, you might have a very rare patient who recurs many, many years after resection, and maybe it's just pulmonary metastases. Well, maybe there's a role there, but we have no evidence to guide us, and I can't say that in my experience, I've ever seen a local therapy, once there is metastatic disease, really have a huge impact on a patient's overall survival, or at least my sense of their overall survival. So I don't do this very often, but like I said, if there's something unusually indolent about the patient's course, then that I might consider.